Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. And sure, the regular season is a lot of fun, but only one thing can compare to the excitement of the basketball's playoffs, and that's having skin in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Basketball has made its way through the regular season. Now it's time to crown a champion, and DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you in the center of the action. And to celebrate basketball's first round of the playoffs, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you an amazing free bet offer. For every day that you bet at least $20 on basketball, DraftKings Sportsbook will give you a $10 free bet. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a free $10 bet when placing a bet of $20 or more on all first-round playoff action. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook going all out by offering a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20-plus dollars on all first-round playoff action. Again, that's promo code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. And Dustin, we're talking about this whole decision-making process that the Big Ten went through in deciding they were going to cancel the fall season. And the initial reaction of teams, in particular, we saw Nebraska and even talk about Ohio State, we're not going to play in the Big Ten. We're going to go find somebody else to play, but we want to play football. And it was interesting. We were talking off the air about this. It seemed like Nebraska got a little bit of a different reaction than Ohio State did, but I know there's no chance that's going to happen. But what do you make of the reaction of those two teams to talk that way?
Well, for starters, I don't know what really binds these schools to the Big Ten Conference and what rules they have to abide by, but it became clear, you know, in both cases, as you mentioned, presented seemingly very differently to Nebraska versus Ohio State, which I guess is understandable. Ohio State, the most, you know, most powerful football entity in the league, probably gets treated with more kid gloves than, let's say, in Nebraska. I also think Nebraska was maybe a little bit more pushy about it, not exploratory as much as, we're going to make this happen. But it became clear that the conference's rules would not permit anybody to leave on a one-off basis. So I guess it's not overly surprising. It does kind of, everybody's just got to kind of bite the bullet on this, I guess. I mean, I think that was the lesson for me.
Well, yeah, they do have to bite the bullet. And you asked the question, what ties them to the conference? One, obviously, money is always number one. A few years back when teams were switching conferences, the thing that the conferences implemented was, well, we're going to put in contracts that say your television money is tied to the conference. So you could go if you want, but we're keeping your money. You know, that's a very strong tie. Nebraska and Ohio State, let's allow that to be that first knee-jerk kind of emotional response. And I respected it because I'm a fan. I want to see football. So anyone who's saying, hey, I'm still trying to get football played, in my mind, I like that. I was good with that. But then things started to progress here. What we're now seeing, players and their parents coming out. And I've heard the argument, you know, they're not kids, they're adults. Why are mommy and daddy, you know, come racing in? Well, where I think that's effective is who better than the parents to say, this is what I think is best for my child. You know, and the argument was made, we're already taking something of a risk by having our child play football. We're aware of the risks, but we think they're safer and better off playing than not. First of all, Dustin, what do you think of the parents stepping up in that way? And do they have a point?
I think so. And I've seen the sentiment of people asking for the NCAA to take back the liability waiver that kids could have potentially signed. And I'm curious your thoughts on that. Like, as a parent, would you waive yours and your kids' rights to health coverage or whatever eases the liability for universities and athletic programs so that they can pursue their dream? Would you do that? Would you make that trade-off? How slippery is the slope?
I think that's the problem, Dustin, is how, and people, I believe, talk about that waiver in a black and white kind of thing where there are shades of gray in that also. Like, what is the liability waiver from, you know? And the other side of it is, let's say, you know, player A gets COVID and there are serious ramifications to it later on down the line. How do you know he didn't get it from his non-football playing roommate or in the classroom or anywhere else? So how is it being handled now at universities for just the general population of students? I believe some places they are signing a waiver, so there is some precedent for it. So I know I'm giving a non-answer there. So as parents, you know, you do expect from the schools at least some type of insurance for the your player. If he gets tackled and tears up a knee, is it unreasonable to expect the university to handle the health costs, the healthcare costs?
Yeah, well, and you know, as you're speaking, I'm kind of picturing, you know, the burden of proof to share how COVID was contracted, and going into a court battle with an insurance company, there is just no way you're going to win that battle. I don't care who's liable for it and who's not. There's some messiness that comes from this, but yeah, it's true. I don't know if I had to visualize me being in this position. Maybe depends on what your family's circumstances are. Would you waive their rights? Would you waive the liability and make it so the risk is all on you? I think I'd have a really, you know, long, hard conversation with my kid and try to assess exactly what that means for us. Okay, what happens if X, Y, and Z play out? There's no easy decision. And I think in so many ways, Jim, with all this stuff, you know, I talked earlier just about, you know, the risk reward and how you can find medical professionals who are on every end of the spectrum and in between. I just don't know that there's truly right and truly wrong. Okay. So like, you know, there's no truly right decision, you know, for us to send our kid back to school in person at home. I think there are big risks and there are big rewards for all of it. So I can't really fault people no matter where they are on the spectrum, but you do have entities making decisions that, that pin people towards one end of the spectrum or another. You know, what do, you know, as Justin Fields put his petition out there, if we want to play, shouldn't it be our decision to play? And to some extent, I think I agree with that.
Well, that's exactly where I was headed, Dustin, is who better than the player themselves and their parents, you know, because as a player, I have yet to see a conversation with a former player where they are asked. And I did this with our own Ross Tucker. Ross, if you were playing back in your college days and you had this happen, would you want to play? And the answer is yes. And I think all players, that's their nature. But when you add in the parents who are the folks who are most concerned about their child and their well-being also saying, let's play, I kind of defer to them. Now, I would like to mention this, Dustin, when you're talking about safety, and I heard a representative from the Pac-12 conference, and it was the best thing that I heard as far as an argument for canceling. He talked about their medical group coming in, doing a presentation, and talking about this heart issue. And you could tell he was very honest, very candid in it scared him. And he couldn't imagine doing that to one of their school's players. And it made me very quickly say, wow, you know, that maybe that is the right route to take. And we just don't know enough. But then it also dawned on me that heart issue if it is created by this disease, by COVID, it should be, the question shouldn't be, gee, can COVID cause this? But it should be, where are my players more likely to be at risk? And it circles back to that argument. Are the players more at risk in the general population, or are they more at risk playing football? And the coaches and players say, in that environment where they're being overseen, they feel they are safer there. Is that a legitimate argument, Dustin?
Right, absolutely. That is a legitimate argument, but I think the people who are making this decision, if they get sick walking like in the mall, or that, you know, whatever, living their everyday life, it doesn't come back to being their responsibility. You know, so I think the difference in risk, I mean, A, it's undetermined. B, it's negligible, I think, at best, because of all the structure and oversight and testing and taking their temperature and seeing this stuff develop as it develops. I think there probably is very little difference in their likelihood of contracting the virus versus playing football versus living their everyday life. Some might say that they're more likely to, just because of the you know, potential lack of oversight of not having football. But to me, I mean, that was a non-issue for people making this decision, because that wasn't what the decision was about. The decision was about, can we be blamed for this? And they made the decision where they definitely cannot be blamed for it.
That, I think, is what really hurts people who are fans, who have businesses that are dependent on college football, or, you know, just enjoy the sport, and especially the players who are the ones who are most affected by this, is you have somebody making the decision, and they're not really making it in my best interest. They're making it in their best interest. They will never say that, of course, but that has got to hurt if you're a player, that someone is making the decision for all the wrong reasons, Dustin.
And I think just in general, there's a resentment towards decision makers who have never been in the position of owning a small business and having one leg chopped off before you can even make it. These businesses in State College, a lot of them are going to close. And I think people who are making these choices for them don't have any real grasp of what they're going through.
Now, they don't have the same skin in the game that the players, the coaches, the whole athletic department has versus these presidents of the university. All right, Dustin, that's it for quarter number three. We still have lots to talk about. Come back for quarter number four.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes, or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com, and use code KSN at checkout. The basketball playoffs are here. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20 or more on all first-round playoff action. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.